This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It would appear we... excuse me. We almost made it back for another return engagement here on the DJV program, a daily dive into cause and effect, if you will, thinking about problems and then solutions. I think it's gravely important that we try to think about solutions. Like when you think the situation in Florida with the all those condos and people wondering, what could happen to my building? Living in it, it's a natural thing to be worried about it. What is being done? What would you do if you lived in one of those buildings, ladies? Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Let's say you lived in a building that was close to the one that collapsed. Mm-hmm. What would you be doing to sort of solve the problems, the worry, the reality of, is there another place to live? What would you, if you put yourself in the position of those people, what would you be doing?
You know, this is a discussion that is happening right now in New York City, and, you know, a lot of my friends still live in the city, and the buildings, you know, they range from
old,
pre-war to, you know, to the 80s or 70s. Yeah, this is a question that anyone who lives in an apartment complex, I mean, we live in an apartment complex, so there are only, you know, five floors in our building, but still, you know, we've been thinking about it. I think it's on everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
We were at an event on Sunday night, and for my friend's birthday, and two of her uncles were there, and they both grew up in Florida, and they said, and these guys are like in their, you know, late 60s, and they said that when in the 70s in Florida, both coasts down, you know, doesn't matter Atlantic or the Gulf side, it was just, they were just filling it in with like garbage and stuff, and it, all along the coast it was just fill, and then there you go, in the 80s, those buildings were built on top of the landfill. And it was just, like, it was, you know, creating coastline.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really surprising. One of the guys is an engineer, and he was like, yeah, well, it's not surprising. When you build buildings on top of garbage, everything shifts underneath you. It's I think the whole area down there has to really figure out what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
what can they do?
Well,
first of all, I think some inspections for sure.
Exactly. That's got to be number one. Get some actual inspectors in there, because they still don't even know what caused the Surfside collapse.
I know what caused it. I told you what caused it. It was this. They did not do the pylons deep enough into the coral reef to be able to have a stable foundation, literally and figuratively, for the building to last a long time. The sands shift.
Well, it's built on the landfill stuff that I was just talking about. It's
that's the same stuff. Yeah.
Still, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be pretty scary if you live in that area now in one of those buildings.
I would think so. The Olympics, I don't say everybody's excited, but a lot of attention around the world will be focused on something good. The competitions at the Olympics get started officially tomorrow, even though there have been a lot of games that have been played so far this week. I see it's sort of the usual, so much focus on the events and the people that are there. So somebody flushed out some old footage of an Olympic official named Kentaro Kobayashi. I'm guessing that he's Japanese for that name. He was fired yesterday as the director of the opening ceremony after an old piece of footage. And there's nobody saying this is good, but I'm just saying somehow this stuff reappears on these occasions. So there's old footage of him making jokes about the Holocaust. And so,
is this the same guy who sexually bullied? He bullied
people.
This is a different person.
Yeah. You're thinking of the opening ceremony composer.
Oh,
that's
geez.
The one, Kigo
right.
Oimada.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the name again?
Kigo Kaigo Oimada.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Thank you. The next item of interest here after the Olympics, the COVID situation, people dying of COVID. I thought it was interesting. We were talking about this off the air, kind of. This is an Alabama doctor who was pleading on Facebook for people to get vaccinated. She shared an account of a young, healthy, unvaccinated person dying of COVID. They told the doctor that it was a hoax. And then at the end, with what, hours to live? What was the, I didn't get the timing of it, but I think you were,
before
you were close
the,
to
this
that.
Person was put on a ventilator, he or she, I don't know what.
Begging.
Begging for the vaccine. And the doctor's like, well, it's too late now. You don't get a vaccine when you're about to be put on a ventilator. And this is, you know, this is happening. The doctors in Alabama, in Louisiana, in Florida, I mean, these states that are being really hit hard right now with the Delta variant, they have very low vaccination rates. And I still don't understand how people are ending up in the hospital
and still saying
that it's a hoax.
You think
judgmental? No, I don't think we're being judgmental enough. How do people still think this is a hoax? How does that happen? How are you so isolated that you're only getting your information from some quack source that says that this is not a real virus?
Because that's how we've matriculated to that point where we don't believe in facts anymore, or the facts.
If this was a hoax virus,
it is a thing about truth versus fact. Everybody's got a different truth, but the fact is that the fact is.
Right, but here's the thing, like, you know, a lot of people on the right, on the far right, are a lot of the groups that do not want to get vaccinated or don't believe that this is, and I'm not talking about.
But how did that
groups.
Even come to be?
I don't
Why
know.
Does
but
it make
like,
a
if
difference?
You look, I don't know, but look at President Trump. He got vaccinated.
Yeah.
If anyone was going to say that this is a hoax, it would be Trump. But Trump made sure that he and Melania and their whole family, they
took
all
care
got
of
vaccinated.
Everybody. That's right. Yep.
Back in January. And so I don't know what is stopping people. I get the religious stuff. That is separate. I understand
that
people
even
think.
Get that.
Well, I know, and a lot of ministers and pastors down in the South are trying to say, look, you can have science and God coexist. Like, you don't have to pick one or the other.
Well,
that was
a there's a lot of scientific
of
evidence that God exists, frankly. Just look around you. So there shouldn't be a disparity or there shouldn't be a disconnect.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So here's another item that comes from that same sort of corner, ladies. The number of Americans who believe that there is more violent crime now than there was 20 or 30 years ago. This is a complete hoax. We have a lot of violent crime today, there's no question, but it is way lower than it was 30 years ago. And the difference is the perception that comes out of the news media and social media that plays up. And I'm guilty of this myself. We talk about it, even though it's a horror show in Chicago and elsewhere, the numbers don't lie, right? Remember the old numbers where my father said to me once when I was a kid.
Are you talking about murders?
Liars can figure, but figures don't lie. This is a pretty much all violent crime, not just murders, but, you know, rapes and that sort
so
of thing.
So you're saying that it's less now than it was?
Yes.
See, I find that so hard to believe.
I find
that's
very
just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I find that hard.
Where are these numbers coming from?
YouGov. Go to YouGov, and you'll see the stats that are there. The numbers went up in the last year or so in terms of where they were 10 years ago. But if you look back to the 60s, the 70s, 80s, into the 90s, it was almost like the Old West. But we didn't talk about it. It wasn't reported. It didn't get disseminated. The information wasn't the same then, or the way we got the information wasn't the same. So anyway, I just find that interesting because it talks about it. To me, it relates to perception and the perception that we have about what's going on today. And I fall victim to this. I think, my God, this country's in horrible shape and yada, yada, yada. But when you compare it to where we were, it's not in such, it seems like we're in horrible shape. I mean, when I talk about the situation up in, yesterday we were talking about Maine and how the multinational agricultural companies are trying to keep the state of Maine from changing or amending its constitution to allow you to have the right to grow your own food. Seems hard to believe that we don't have the right to do that, but some states, including Maine, they are not allowed. Well, at least the Constitution says you, you know, you don't. There's a hole in it, and these big international conglomerates are trying to keep people from buying seeds and growing food, and they're trying. They're spending a lot of money to kill the Maine Constitution addendum. And here's how it would read. Listen to this, ladies. All individuals have a natural, inherent, and unalienable right to food, including the right to save and exchange seeds. See, that's what they want to, that's what Monsanto wants to kill. Mm. And the right to grow, raise, harvest, produce, and consume the food of their own choosing for their own nourishment, their own sustenance, their bodily health and well-being, as long as an individual does not commit trespassing, theft, poaching, or other abuses of private property rights, public lands, or natural resources. But the important underscore here is that the verbiage will include the right to save and exchange seeds, which now Monsanto and Dow Chemical and DuPont and ChemChina, they don't want you to have the right to do that. They want to control seeds, the growth of food in the entire world. That's what these four companies want to do. And Maine, God bless them, they're not standing for it. But can you imagine a world that we live in a world where these four companies want to control the complete source of production of all food? That's what they want. And so they're recognizing it in Maine and doing something about it. But can you imagine? I mean, most people don't even understand what's going on at the moment. There's a real attack on the food system. That is something to be concerned about. Here's something else to be concerned about. If you're a business person and you're doing what so many others are doing, you know, there are millions and millions of jobs, and people running businesses are searching for the right person to fill these jobs. And if you look for the perfect hire, I know we've all done it, those of us who have businesses, finding a needle in a haystack, as they say. That's kind of what this looks like. A bottomless list of resumes. So turn to Indeed. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple. 135 skill tests to help candidates prove that they have the experience that your job requires. It's a hiring platform that's very powerful. It helps people running businesses to schedule, actually conduct video interviews on the site, the Indeed site. Probably why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites put together. To learn more about finding your next best hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention, the completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs three 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free.
With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Half the hour now here on the DJV program, and you know, if you're a member of the club, what happens at 23 past the hour. Jay goes through the things that are trending today. I didn't see anything about this, but in my world, in my wheelhouse, it is trending, the fact that we've now gone through another month, and astrology being what it is, the focus is on the Leos, whose birthday is between now and 21st of August. So if you're in that, it's a fire sign, and a lot of people have lots to say about fire signs. We ought to investigate that a little bit, Jay, here and there, ask questions about people and their birth sign. Do they know much about the astrology of their lives, et cetera, et cetera? Meanwhile, that's not our focus. A large item of interest, I say large, not being tongue-in-cheek, is in the focus right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, here we are checking out a phantom. Is this the Phantom of the Opera? What is, who is this? What is this thing, Jay?
Phantom of the Horses. A really big horse has been taking over social media, went viral on TikTok. Over 11 million views. This horse stands at almost 7 feet tall.
That's big for, well, how many hands is that? They usually measure horses by hands, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, totally. 20.1 hands.
20, okay, that 20 hands is a big horse. Wow.
Yeah, that is a big horse.
Yes, yep. This horse is 6.75 feet tall, 20.1 hands.
So he's
the biggest
been
horse I've
rescued.
Ever ridden was 17 hands. That's 20 hands. Wow, that's a lot.
So this is a rescue horse, though, right? Isn't that what?
Yeah, it is. The owner just couldn't care for him anymore, couldn't care for Phantom anymore because his height, his stature just was a little bit too much. So turn him over to a nonprofit group, Gentle Giants Draft Horse Rescue. They rescue horses typically from, you know, having to go to slaughter. They are the ones that grab them from auctions right before they're going to meet a different kind of doom.
Right.
And so they take care of them, and they said that this is not the largest horse they've ever had, but definitely one of the trainers said this is the largest horse she's ever ridden herself.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
and then
a big
he's just
horse.
A gentle giant, and anytime they take him out in public, the crowds always gather around wanting to take a picture with him.
Aww. I have a sanctuary for cows on my farm, and the cows that are the most interesting in the sanctuary part of things are two huge cows. One's a brown Swiss, the other is a Holstein, and they're just big, big boned, but they're the most gentle things. They're just a lot of fun, and the kids love to when take tours around the farm. They come up and stick their nose into the wagon, and all the kids scream, and it's kind of cute, actually, to see the interaction. But as I say to all the children when I take the tours with them over the weekend on the farm, it's the same no matter whether you have a dog, whether you have a cat, whatever your pet is, or no matter, it isn't just pets, it's human beings. How you treat others is going to be reflected in the way they react to you. They're going to be exactly the way you handle them and treat them. So if you do a gentle job with them, then they're going to return that and be gentle and wonderful and colorful and sweet. So there it is. That's what's going on down on the farm, 28 after the hour.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunn?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunn has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do,
and he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As a $26 billion settlement over the cost of opioid deaths, some public health experts are citing missed opportunities for saving more lives. The settlement calls for drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay up to $5 billion in addition to the billions from major national drug distribution companies. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein on an AP Zoom call.
The $26 billion agreement will bring desperately needed resources home to each of our states, an estimated 750 million here in North Carolina to help people struggling with opioid use disorder find hope, freedom from addiction, and happiness.
The Biden administration is deciding whether to formally urge vaccinated Americans to once again mask up as the country experiences an increase in the number of COVID-19 Delta variant. White House aides are in talks Thursday with officials from the CDC about proposed messaging to the public. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP's election to investigate January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran who served in Afghanistan. Serves on HASC, chair of the largest caucus, the Republican Conference. And law enforcement, as well as a leader of a standing committee. Jim Jordan isn't ranking of just his first committee. He's done it before. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this. For more than 6 months, you have a better example of the Senate. Bipartisan. Schumer didn't pick who went on of the Republicans. They already have the report done by two different committees. Two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared for that day when they knew on December 14th they had a problem? And what have we done to make sure that never happens again? Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important. Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer is out today. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Ladies, I was looking at the oversight. There's a search that will lead you to what the best airlines are. There's always, you know, lists of this is the best and that's the best and this is the worst and that's the worst. I thought it was very interesting and telling that in the top 10 airline category, there's only one airline that's an American airline, and I found this surprising because it was United. It ranked at number 8 among the top 10 airlines according to airlineratings.com. In the top 20, Delta shows up, but you don't see American anywhere in there. And I think JetBlue has succumbed to the American disease, if you will. So that's just one of the lists that you can find anywhere looking around at who does the best customer service, who takes care of their customers well. And so with the advent of that list, I also thought it would be interesting to bring in my friend Michael Levine, who's the author of a very important book. He's actually written 19 books, five bestsellers, Broken Windows, Broken Business. He did another book called Guerrilla PR because he's one of the most widely recognized branding and media experts as a PR person. He's represented a number of Academy Award winners and Grammy Award winners and best-selling authors. Barbara Streisand's been a client, Michael Jackson, Prince, so the list goes on. He's here to talk to us about an overview of customer service corporations, a list of the 10 worst. Now, I think we could probably all come up with a few that are on this list, the ones we talk about all the time that are horrible. But this is sort of an official list. He's created the first annual Broken Windows Award with the overview of the 10 worst customer service corporations. So, Michael, welcome back to the DJV program. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, Doug, what a pleasure to speak with you, and you're exactly right. You remember the old movie line, "I'm sick as hell, and I'm not going to take anymore."
Right.
Well, we're not going to take it anymore. You know, major corporations in America have gone from treating customers as human beings into treating customers as robots.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a customer out there is a, let's say you have Spectrum Television, and you call with a problem, they expect you to wait online 20 or 30 minutes, and then after waiting online 30 minutes online, you're transferred to a operator with a very thick Filipino accent in a call room that is so loud that you can't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's how Spectrum thinks human beings should be treated, like an episode of The Twilight Zone. So, Broken Windows, Broken Business, which was ranked as one of the most influential business books of the last decade, has declared war on 10 large U.S. corporations for turning the concept of customer service into, like I said, an episode of The Twilight Zone. And
yeah,
I'm here to reveal the 10 corporations with some more data on why. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to share it with your audience.
Yep. I will tell you the reason that I went to the list from AirlineRatings.com is because not only does United appear on that list, but it appears on your list. And then I think to myself, well, what good are these things from Airline Ratings? Because we're not talking about what the people think. So we'll start at number 10 and go down to number 1. At number 10, who's in the number 10 spot?
Yeah, these are, by the way, Doug, a good point, excellent point. The airline industry is a disgrace. Every airline industry head should be ashamed of themselves. How they treat human beings essentially like Amazon packages, maybe worse, is a disgrace. Now, of course, if you sit in first class, you're in better shape, but they charge you for that. But anyway, the list is in no order of importance. So let's start with the insurance industry. Cigna. Few industries are as widely detested as the insurance industry. I think that's pretty obvious. And American consumers appear to dislike health insurance company giant Cigna the most.
I hate it. I have Cigna, and I hate it.
Ironically, health insurance company Cigna's customer service may make you sick.
So how do they pay? I mean, we can ask this as a universal question. In the interest of time, I want to get through the list. But, you know, you got to wonder how it is that nobody's forcing people to do business with these outfits. So how is it that people don't react by just leaving Cigna and going somewhere else?
Well, because what are the options, though? Because, like, if you have Cigna from your company, which my husband does, there's only one option. It's either this is the plan or that's it.
Yeah.
Beautifully said. And we haven't historically been organized. This movement that's going to be done with this list is a way of saying we're not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting a list for next year already. We're asking people all over the world to send us their worst customer service experience, 100 words or less, the name of the company, and we're coming back next year, and we're going to give another one next year, and we are going to smoke these companies out and put them on defense and offense.
Yeah.
Now, the second company I have is Dish Network.
Awful.
Dish Network. Every good company wants to be known for something. Dish apparently wants to be known for disappointment.
Disappointment. Next. Is that what you said?
Disappointment. Disappointment. Next, Equifax.
Oh.
What can you say about a customer credit reporting agency that allows itself to become the one of the largest targets of data breaches of all time, waits a month and a half to make a public announcement, and then forces customers agree not to join a class action suit in order to see if their information was hacked? How about offering them a new company slogan? We're not happy until you're not happy.
All right, I like that. I'm going to circle that. Yeah, these companies are awful, all of them, but Equifax
awful.
The worst. Okay.
Every one of them. They should be ashamed of themselves. This is the hall of shame of large American corporations.
The next one's good. The next one's
Facebook.
Great.
Facebook. Yeah. Facebook. Bad customer service? How about no customer service? Have you ever spoken to a live human of Facebook? Exactly. It's impossible. You'd have better luck landing a tell-all interview with Bigfoot. Facebook is a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a company that pains me to add, because when I was growing up, it was a wonderful middle-class experience. McDonald's. Have you been to a McDonald's lately?
I've never been to a McDonald's in my life. So
in light of McDonald's current reputation and its most recent ad slogans, I'm loving it and choosing love, the company has obviously chosen to target the masochistic food demographic. It is a disgrace. It looks like a coffee shop at the DMV in a bad neighborhood, and I'm being kind.
Yes, you are.
Next, Monsanto is responsible.
My number one. They're number one on my list. Yep.
Monsanto is responsible for making and selling deadly chemical products, DDT, BCB, Agent Orange, and Roundup, not to mention genetically modified orgasm seeds, GMOs. What's the ultimate in bad customer service? How about actually killing your customers? One way of dealing with customer complaints. Next, our favorite Spectrum. If you've ever called them, you'll want to commit suicide. Suspicious charges, bogus fees, unfair billing practices. You have to admire their honesty, though. They've changed their company slogan to just bend over and take it. Spectrum is a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick the worst airline in America. There's so much competition. But this year we've named United. United is clearly your ideal airline if your standards are lower than a limbo bar.
The friendly skies of United. Remember, that was their old.
Yeah, hilarious.
Friendly.
What really bugs me?
Postal Service.
All right, let's go back for a second to United. What did you say, Victoria?
I was going to say, what really bugs me the most, I hate United, and they currently are holding like $800 of mine hostage because they canceled flights and wouldn't refund me during the pandemic. But the thing that really kills me is that they absorbed the best airline that I've ever flown on, which was Continental. So they took the best airline and made it the worst
turned it into
airline.
Crap. Right.
Yep.
Right. And by the way, let's just understand something for the audience. When an organization grows to be large, it almost always grows to be stupid and uncaring.
Yep, you can see that everywhere.
United
You're
States
right.
Postal Service in websites. Performance, the website on the UPS website, it states, performance is what the UPS, United Postal Service, is all about. We strive to be best in class in all we do. Fact? face it, UPS is the postal version of erectile dysfunction. It's a disaster. If everybody didn't know it was a disaster. By the way, letters that used to take routinely from L.A. to New York 3 to 4 days now take between 6 and 8.
Great service.
In this world. And last but not least, but maybe the consumer favorite, Wells Fargo, that wonderful, wonderful company. The bank slogan is, life's better when you're connected. Considering its offenses against its customers, perhaps it should be accurately stated, your life will be better when we're in prison. And many belong in prison. That's the list. Now, dear friends, here's how you play along for next year. If you, anyone listening to this great radio show, has had a bad customer experience, and I trust many have, all you do is you send it in to us, Broken Windows Award 2022 at Gmail. Broken Windows Award, singular, Broken Windows, plural, and singular award, 2022 at gmail.com. You send us the incident, the company, the incident, not to exceed 100 words, your name and your email, and we will start assembling right now a list for next year, because we're sick as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. These corporations will begin, slowly at first, but I hope with an avalanche, to pay a price for treating human beings like robots. People are human, and Victoria's got a great story here, $800 owned by United. How dare they? In the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, because they can.
By the way, if she gets her money back, and I hope she does, I wonder if she'll get an apology and some money for her wasted time.
Right.
All right. The address is Broken Windows Award 2022 at Gmail, right?
At gmail.com. That's it. You send it there. Your incident, not to exceed 100 words, any bad incident you've had, and we're going to start collecting them, and you're going to have a new list next year, and I hope by summer of next year you'll allow me on. The book is called Broken Windows, Broken Business. It's about how little things matter a lot, and customer service is at an all-time low in America. So
that's for sure. Yep.
We're going to start a movement.
Great points. All right, good. Michael, thank you. Michael Levine, author of Broken Windows, Broken Business. Again, you can put your list together or your experience, Broken Windows Award 2022 at gmail.com. Here's a company that will not be on that list, Navage. They've helped so many people so well through this year's problems. Look out for colds and flus this season while we have the Delta variant and other variants to be concerned about, too. Keep your nose clean, literally and figuratively. Breathe more clearly. Sleep much better. Feel healthier overall. You will be, in reality, healthier using Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Check it all out as to how it works. Where you buy it is at Navage.com.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now. This is the DJV program with Chuck Curry now. Movie Moments is upon us, getting toward the end of the week, so we have some anticipation as to who or what, who the stars are going to be of the weekend and what is going to be. I want to talk actually a little bit more about what's happened with Black Widow because they're finally figuring something out here, Chuck. Let's talk about it in a moment.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
Nobody's going to get this. Nobody's going to remember this. Even if you're a Predator fan, the only person in America, perhaps the only person on the globe, that would recognize this movie music is Chuck Curry. That's the music from Predator, right? Like, who's going to remember
it, Predator 2, Doug. Yeah, Predator 2. Important. You got to get your Predators in order here. It's Predator 1 in 87 with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was a really good movie. And then it was Predator 2. It was in 1990. And the reason we play that music is Danny Glover, who was the star of Predator 2, turned 75 years old.
God, love him.
Today, terrific talent, done a lot of feature films, TV, and stage work.
Yep. But bring
what's
you back
about him is obviously
Mel Gibson.
He's known, yeah, he's
Lethal
known
Weapon.
for Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, and 4. He was actually only 42 years old when he did the first Lethal Weapon. They made him, they aged him up, they grade him up. He sort of plays a character in his 50s, but he was really 42. That's why when he was starring in Predator 2 in 90, he was 44. He looked much younger. Yes, he was. A lot younger than he appeared in.
Do you know what his first role was in a movie?
Was it Witness?
Yes. Good for you, Joker.
Yeah, he played one of the villains.
And he played a bad guy. He hasn't played too many bad guys. He played a bad guy in that movie with Ned Beatty. What is it called? Mark Wahlberg. Is it Shooter?
Shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shooter.
Bad guy.
He played bad guys too, also.
Yep, right.
But I found what was interesting is that when they were going to do Predator 2, they couldn't come to a negotiation with Arnold Schwarzenegger because he wanted too much money. Initially in that script, they wanted to team up Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, Dutch, with Patrick Swayze, create a new character. That fell apart and ultimately signed Danny Glover. I thought Danny Glover was super cool playing the lead action hero in that movie. Bill Paxton was in it, and Gary Busey, and Morton Downey Jr. was in that.
Really?
Was in that movie also, who had was a big part of pop culture.
Hold on a second, Chucker. I want to know whether Victoria Keelan or Jay Kirshner knows who Morton Downey Jr. was. I'm going to bet the answer is no.
I've heard of him. But he's not related to Robert Downey Jr.?
That's what I was going to think.
You might know him more because he started on a talk show on WOR Channel 9 in New York.
And he was in radio in Cleveland first.
He was more Jerry Springer Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
He was
exactly
in your face, very combative. Yeah. There were actually some fistfights on his talk show. I remember Reverend Al Sharpton and Roy Innes got into a fistfight on that show. I think they did it live. It was really crazy. So he became a part of pop culture and actually did a Piper's Pit at one of the WrestleManias with Roddy Piper and sort of played the villain Morton Downey. Interesting person.
Very interesting. All right, so tomorrow we're going to get the rundown. I wanted to talk a little bit, save this for tomorrow, about the folks who shot themselves in the foot by early releasing Black Widow for streaming.
Okay.
That has bit them in the you-know-what. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Chuck Curry here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.